From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. This is the Voice of Indonesia with news. First, the headline. UNESCO proposes Bahasa Indonesia as official UN language. Indonesia pushes ASEAN collaboration on energy transition. I am Ahmad Faisal. Now the news in detail. UNESCO has proposed the inclusion of Bahasa Indonesia in the official of languages of the United Nations or UN. This was said by head of the East Kalimantan Language Agency, Halimi Hadibrata, on Monday. Hadibrata also explained on May 25, 2023, UNESCO proposed the use of Bahasa Indonesia in the UN. If agreed in the November 2023 session, the Indonesian language will officially become an international language along with other languages. At an educational event held to strengthen literacy among the younger generation, Hadibrata conveyed that Bahasa Indonesia becoming an official UN language will strengthen the nation's image. Indonesia is encouraging collaboration, partnerships, sustainable and inclusive financing, and access to appropriate technologies for accelerating the energy transition, especially in the Southeast Asian region. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Arifin Tasrif conveyed the statement while opening the 41st ASEAN Senior Official Meeting on Energy, 41st ASEAN SOM, at the ASEAN Secretariat in Jakarta on Monday. According to the press release issued the same day, Tasrif also said that the global energy landscape is urged to sustainably transition from a fossil-based economy to a low-carbon economy in an inclusive and equitable manner while considering national circumstances, capabilities, and priorities. Indonesia has been elected as a member of the UN, WTO, or United Nations World Tourism Organization Executive Council for the 2023 until 2027 term with China, South Korea, and Japan representing the East Asia and Pacific region. According to Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, Indonesia's election has been a form of international trust in Indonesia's active role in advancing the world-class international tourism sector. He has also said that Indonesia will use this honor to participate in designing the future of world tourism, reviving the economy, accelerating development, and creating employment.
Kami akan menggunakan.
We will use this honor to take part in and design the future of world tourism and will have a positive quality and sustainable impact, revive the economy and accelerate development. Of course, it will be able to open up as many jobs as possible. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further conveyed that Indonesia was elected after getting the most votes and won one of the four executive council seats or honorary council with the most votes. Representing the East Asia and Pacific Commission together with China, Japan, and South Korea, Indonesia is responsible for compiling the program of UNWTO program in the Asia-Pacific region to be reported in the General Assembly. The Indonesian government has projected that the music industry's contribution to the gross domestic product or GDP could reach 7 trillion rupiah or around 466.75 million US dollar this year. This was stated by Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno on Monday. He also stated in a statement released on Monday that the industry contributed 6 trillion rupiah or 400.7 million US dollar to the national GDP in 2020. Since then, the figure has continued to grow in a positive direction up until 2022, leading the government to make this projection. He remarked the government wanted music to be the most important and leading part of the creative economy subsector. Let's turn to the international news. The European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell has said that the European Union has postponed a ministerial meeting with the Arab League due to be held this week because of Syria's readmission to the pan-Arab body. As reported by ArabNews.com, Borrell also said that Syria had been readmitted to the Arab League despite the regime making no meaningful effort toward solving the conflict. However, he highlighted the European Union's keenness to strengthen its relationship with the Arab League. Borrell's remark came in a joint press conference with Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abol Gaid following talks on Sunday. The US and China have pledged to stabilize their tense relationship following US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's two-day visit to Beijing. As reported by BBC.com, Mr. Blinken met China's President Xi Jinping for talks on Monday, restarting high-level communications between the rival superpowers. Mr. Xi Jinping also said that they had made progress, while Mr. Blinken indicated that both sides were open to further talks. But the top U.S. diplomat made clear that there remained major differences. A scout plane heading from South Korea to Singapore was found to be missing a left nose wheel after it landed in Taipei during a scheduled stop on Monday morning, June 19. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Scott further said that flight TR-897 detected a technical fault upon landing at Taoyuan International Airport. The flight, which was originally scheduled to depart from Taipei to Singapore at 1:30 a.m., was subsequently cancelled. According to Focus Taiwan, more than 300 passengers were on board the plane. Taiwanese media outlets reported that the left nose wheel fell off during the plane's landing at 12:06 a.m. after sensors detected abnormal tire pressure before the plane's descent. Well, listener, that was the newsline read by Ahmad Faisal. Ayong maju, ayong maju.
Here is today's commentary on World Champion versus ASEAN Champion. I'm Dolat Pane. Indonesian football is back in the spotlight of the world community after holding a match against the world football champion Argentina at Bung Karno Stadium in Jakarta on Monday night. The presence of the world champion, even without the presence of the star Lionel Messi, is the financier and shrewdness of the management of the Indonesian Football Association PSSI lobbying FIFA after the failure of to hold the U20 World Championship in May. According to Argentina coach Lionel Scaloni, Messi's absence was because the maestro wanted to rest after a previous match in China against Australia. Actually, Argentina's presence in Indonesia was very sudden and unexpected and very phenomenal. After the revocation of that U20 World Cup host, the PSSI management lobbied FIFA regarding the fate of the Indonesian national football team, which had been prepared for the U20 big match. After meeting with FIFA, the Indonesian Football Association announced the arrival of Argentina football team to Indonesia. Football is now increasingly a lucrative world for entrepreneurs and football athletes. Football flows and rotates, a business that generates a lot of money ranging from advertising to merchandise or knickknacks ranging from national teams to football clubs that can generate tens of billions from their sales. Not surprisingly, many entrepreneurs are trying to increase their prestige and invest in the world of football, especially the management of a football club. Meanwhile, the players are competing to improve their skills in order to earn high income. In the match took place on Monday night, it was evident that the quality of the Indonesian players and team were more capable. The struggles of the Indonesian players show that they were real fighters who are not afraid to face opponents whose rank is far above Indonesia, deserves a thumbs up. A fighter's instinct and courage, as well as not being inferior in facing a true world champion, will be able to have a psychological impact on the Indonesian national team after failing in the U20 event. Indonesia experienced an increase in the FIFA ranking after winning and seizing the football gold medal at the Southeast Asian Nations supporting event to 149th position. Currently, the ranking of the red and white team after a 0-2 defeat against Argentina dropped to 150. Actually, The match against Argentina can give its own credit score in the FIFA rankings because Indonesia meets Argentina, which the world champion and ranks first. However, the victory of the Botswana national team in the African Cup qualifiers has shifted Indonesia to 150th behind Liberia. The world of Indonesian football is actually well known abroad after taking part in the first World Cup in Uruguay in the 1930s. But at that time, it still used the name of the Dutch East Indies. Then, the name of Indonesia again received world attention when, in the quarterfinals of the 1956 Olympic football, Indonesia succeeded in holding off Russia, which was still called the Soviet Union. Names like Andy Ramang, Maulwi Sailan, Endang Witarsa, Tio Him Chiang, and Ramlan, as well as coach Tony Voganik from Yugoslavia, became the topic of conversation of the world football's fans. Hopefully, the match against the world champion Argentina will bring about the revival of the world of Indonesia football. After the Kanjuruhan case and the cancellation of the U20 championship in Indonesia, thus winning the Asian Games gold medal after waiting 32 years, and the presence of the world football champion in Jakarta has had an important psychological and mental effect on Indonesian football athletes going forward, as well as reviving the spirit of football in Indonesia. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on June 20, 1912, when vitamin was discovered. On June 20, 1912, Polish Dr. Casimir Fang discovered the presence of very beneficial substance in food, and he called these substances vitamins. Scientists Casimir Fang and Zane Georgi tried to isolate and separate vitamins from food, but they discovered that the separate vitamins are not as effective as when vitamins are naturally mixed in food. We move to the event of June 20, 1991, when Berlin was back to the capital city of Germany. After the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 and reunification in 1990s, the German Parliament decided to return the German capital for Bonn to Berlin on 20 June 1991, while Bonn City, which had been the temporary capital of the Federal Republic of Germany from 3 November 1949 to 1990s, now became a federal city. We end today in history with the event about World Refugee Day. Since 2001, the United Nations has declared June 20 as a World Refugee Day. The reason is that on June 20, 2001, the 1951 Convention of the Status of Refugee reached its 50 years. In addition, the Organization of African Unity agreed that World Refugee Day coincided with African Refugee Day, which also falls on 20 June. World Refugee Day is commemorated to raise world awareness about the situation of refugees around the world. On this day, the UN expresses its respect for the courage of refugees who have faced many problems after losing their homes due to conflict or violence and their contribution to the environment. That's today in history.
Jangan dengarkan orang bicara, jangan ikuti orang mengarah. Mereka cuma sirik sama kita. Percuma omongan
Listener, My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia becomes World Tourism Organization Executive Council member. Indonesia was selected as a member of the Executive Council of the UN World Tourism Organization, or UNWTO, for the 2023 until 2027 period, representing the East Asia and Pacific region after being absent for 2 terms. The election was held on the sidelines on the 55th meeting of the World Tourism Organization Commission for East Asia and the Pacific on Friday in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Apart from Indonesia, the other countries selected were Japan, China, and South Korea. As quoted from the kemlu.go.id page, Indonesia got 16 votes out of a total of 19 member countries of the Commission for East Asia and the Pacific with the voting rights, or the highest among the 5 candidates. Efforts to raise support at the Commission for East Asia and the Pacific meeting were carried out by the Indonesian delegation led by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno. The 4 countries included in the nominations will be inaugurated as members of the World Tourism Organization Executive Council at the General Assembly, which will take place in November 2023 in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. Besides that, as a member of the Executive Council, Indonesia carries a vision of achieving an equal partnership where it can represent the voices of countries in the region, including ASEAN and the Pacific, for the advancement of the regional tourism sector. As a member of G20, Indonesia is committed to bridging the perspectives and goals of developed and developing countries in the field of tourism that can benefit both parties. Since becoming a member in 1975, Indonesia has always played an active role and contributed to the World Tourism Organization's performance in the development of the international tourism sector. Some of Indonesia's previous roles at UN World Tourism Organization were as a member of the Executive Council 2011 until 2015, Chair of the Executive Council 2013 until 2015, member of the Program and Budget Committee 2013 until 2015, member of the Task Force on Silk Road Program 2013, and member of the World Tourism Organization and International Network of Sustainable Tourism Observatories 2016. Indonesia has also hosted the 10th UNWTO General Assembly in 1993, which successfully adopted the standard international classification of tourism activities. The election of Indonesia as a member of the UN World Tourism Organization Executive Council is a form of international trust in Indonesia's active role in advancing the international tourism sector. The success is the result of good cooperation between the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and all Indonesian representatives accredited in member countries of the Commission for East Asia and the Pacific. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Menceritakan cantikmu. kan teramat panjang puisi untuk menyuratkan cinta ini. Telah habis sudah cinta ini, tak lagi tersisa untuk dunia, karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya untukmu. Aku pernah berpikir tentang hidupku tanpa ada dirimu. Dapatkah lebih indah dari yang ku jalani sampai kini? Aku selalu bermimpi tentang indah hari tua bersamamu. Tetap cantik rambut panjangmu, meskipun nanti tak hitam lagi. Bila habis sudah waktu ini, tak lagi berpijak pada dunia, telah aku habiskan sisa hidupku hanya untukmu. Dan telah habis sudah cinta ini, tak lagi tersisa untuk dunia, karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to visit Trenggalek, East Java, where there is a tourism village called Durensari. Given the name Durensari because this village is located in the largest durian forest area in Southeast Asia, covering an area of 650 hectares which has been designated as International Durio Forestry by the Minister of Agriculture in 2016. When visiting the tourism village, you can walk around to see durian plantations and thousands of durians in front of residents' yards during harvest. This tourism village is located in Watu Limo sub-district, Trenggalek district. The distance is 38 kilometers from the city of Trenggalek, or about an hour drive by car. International Durio Forestry is the largest durian forest in Southeast Asia, where most of the trees are hundreds of years old, because they were planted during the colonial era and are still thriving today. Durensari people always protect and preserve the forest. Traveling to this tourism village, you can get to know various types of durian, learn about durian nurseries, and process durian products. There are various types of local durians with different unique flavors that will make you always miss this village. You can also breathe fresh forest oxygen and can interact with durian farmers, as well as enjoy durians that fall directly from the trees. Apart from durian, mangosteen fruit is also abundant in this village, which is usually harvested at the same time as the durian season. In Durensari, it's not only about agrotourism. You can also play musical arts, gamelan musical instruments, harmonize with Japanese music, and learn Japanese letters or denta wianjana. There are also traditional games such as paseran, ancient game made from coconut leaves or blarak as arrows, bamboo as the bow, and banana fronds or called debok as targets. How to play it is like archery, focusing on targets made of debok which are named balloons. Then there is the stilts game, a traditional game that uses a pair of bamboos to walk on. There's another traditional datok game in which each player sticks a stick into the mud in turn. Players whose sticks collapse, their bodies will be splattered with mud. You will also be invited to make dlongop batik, typical of Durensari Sawahan Tourism Village. Written batik with natural dyes from mangosteen skin, mahogany skin, and teak leaves. Durensari Tourism Village also has homestay facilities. You can live with local residents and enjoy the typical drink of wedang jeser, or ginger, lemongrass, and palm sugar, as well as village specialties such as sompil, piwul jambul, and nasi luwak rice. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Jadi lelaku juga bahagiamu, bahagiaku pasti berbagi. Takdir kita selalu kecuali, tiap kau jatuh hati kali ini. Hampir habis dayaku membuktikan padamu ada cinta yang nyata setia, hadir setiap hari tak tega. Biarkan kau sendiri meski seringkali kau malah asyik sendiri, karena kau tak lihat terkadang malaikat tak bersayap, tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini silakan kau adu, malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya. Hampamu takkan hilang semalam, oleh pacar impian tetapi kesempatan untukku yang mungkin tak sempurna, tapi siap untuk diuji. Ku percaya diri, cintaku lah yang sejati. Namun tak kau lihat sayap, tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini, silakan kau adu. Malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival. Next, we'll be listening to a conversation entitled Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar. Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend of Chris's vlog community. On the way from Nias Island to Siberut Island on the Mentawai fast boat, Chris tells Sorta Uli about his experience in surfing. Let's listen to their conversation.
Besok Festival Mentawai dimulai. Kamu bisa ikut kontes berselancar.
Wah, kebetulan sekali. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Terakhir saya ikut lomba di Hawaii 2 tahun lalu.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material. Sudah lama tidak berselancar. Sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. I'll utter the words slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Sudah lama, which means has been a long time. Tidak berselancar. Tidak berselancar, which means do not surf. Sudah lama saya tidak berselancar. Sudah lama saya tidak berselancar, which means it's been a long time since I surf. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Festival, festival, which means festival. Dimulai, dimulai, which means begins. Kontes, Contest, which means contest. Lomba, lomba, which means competition or race. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means I haven't surfed in a long time. In that sentence, there is an expression, sudah lama, which means it's been a long time, which states an activity that has occurred or has been carried out within a certain duration of time. In the utterance, the expression sudah lama, which means it's been a long time, is followed by an expression of activity, namely tidak berselancar, which means don't surf, to state that do not stir, to state that do not surf within a certain time. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of using the expression sudah lama, which means it's been a long time, in other sentences. Anak saya sudah lama tidak pulang kampung. Anak saya sudah lama tidak pulang kampung, which means it's been a long time since my child returned to his hometown. Saya sudah lama tinggal di Padang. Saya sudah lama tinggal di Padang, which means I have lived in Padang for a long time. In July 2023, the Mentawai Island Regency will hold Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival. In the festival, there are various activities such as surfing contests, cultural arts performances, and culinary bazaars. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Besok Festival Mentawai dimulai. Kamu bisa ikut kontes berselancar.
Wah, kebetulan sekali. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Terakhir, saya ikut lomba di Hawaii 2 tahun lalu.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival, and a conversation entitled Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar. Sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi till we meet again.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Junjung Budaya by Huzrin Hood. The song was composed by Suhardi S. Its lyrics tell about how Malay customs should be upheld. Even though time has passed, Malay culture has always been upheld. Well, listener, here's the song Junjung Budaya by Huzrin Hood. Enjoy!
Budaya kita, budaya kita. Voice of Indonesia.